Now, hello and welcome. Today we've got Mel Kay, and we are going to be discussing Glasgow, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and Steve Bannon. Now, just before we begin, you can subscribe to our Telegram channels and to nicholasvanyamin.com for my free email updates. And if you're watching this for the first time on YouTube, I will leave the link below in the description for the full interview due to the insane censorship. Mel, thank you for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Well, I'm great. I was at a big, great Patriot event in San Antonio, Texas. We had a great time. We had honored a bunch of people. Mickey Willis, the great director and producer of Plandemic, decided it was time to give some people some recognition that have been brave and telling the truth like you have been for the last 3 years, if not more, and that have been fighting for God and justice and our countries. And it was really exciting. I got to meet my hero, Laura Logan, an amazing journalist and just a warrior for truth out there. So that was exciting. And right now I'm still in Texas. I had to take a break. There's so much going on. And I really had never been to Texas. Texas is awesome. First of all, I love it here. And we're in the middle of Montgomery, Texas, and just chilling with nature and getting ready for the, I think, a lot of fireworks coming up in the next few weeks.
Wow. Now, what do you mean that there's going to be a lot of fireworks coming up in the next few weeks?
Listen, at this point, we got to be really honest. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care if you like or hate Trump. I don't care what you are, your preferences or your Black Lives Matter, Antifa, LGBTQ, whatever you are. If you are a citizen of humanity, you have to be looking around and thinking, this is going the wrong direction. This is not what anyone signed up for. We are being infiltrated by a group of about 3,000 billionaires, and you can look them up. There's about 3,000 billionaires. I haven't been throwing around the number. And, you know, people out there need to start looking at really for themselves and not on Google that is completely compromised and against we the people and the people of this planet, and not Wikipedia that their own heads said was hijacked by Soros's network and all these fact-checking fools. But go look it up. Everyone needs to know who the World Economic Forum is, who Klaus Schwab is, who the Bank of International Settlements is, who really is at the top of the UN. Every UN committee right now has a CCP member at the very top. Who started the UN? Operation Paperclip. But also, who is the Council of Foreign Relations? Who is the Trilateral Commission? Who is running the World Health Organization? What is the global private public partnership? Because what we have right now, even above that, or IMF, the World Bank, what we have right now is these aging monarchies of like yours, and these corporations that their board members all are in this global public-private partnership with the World Economic Forum, whose overlords are the Bank of International Settlements and the Davos Switzerland crew. Same people that funded every war since the French Revolution, if not before, same people that funded are the Nazi bank. But we have to really look at, we have a very small group of people trying to tell 7 billion people on this planet that we no longer are welcome on planet Earth because it's theirs. And that they are essentially, their entire Glasgow mission was, they are going to monetize air, water, land, food, cyberspace, oil, gas, natural resources under their own umbrella with these new natural, they're calling them a natural, they're like natural assets. But it's these same corporations. All you have to do is look at who's gone woke, you know? Because they're all owned by the same people. You go to BlackRock, Vanguard, you're going to find it's all the same people. So what really happened in Glasgow is these 3,000 international narcissistic, sociopathic human haters are telling us that they're so far above God and God's creation, including us, that we will no longer be welcome on the planet. Everything that we do on this planet will from here on be a privilege that we'll have to pay for. And they are looking at about consolidating all the natural resources on the planet into this small group of about 3,000, and they're going to monetize it to the tune of 4,000 trillion. dollars that they will control, as well as controlling all of our countries. Because I will tell you what, Nick, and this is something the whole world needs to know, all of our countries, every single leader and 800 representatives from America joined Joe Biden in Glasgow. Be aware, they just pledged allegiance to the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, and the Bank of International Settlements, and all of the central banking cabal in Glasgow. They turned their backs on every single one of our countries. They ripped up all of our constitutions, all of our Bill of Rights, and decided they are part of the global community, and that America and the UK and Australia and Canada and everywhere from everyone, because if you notice, who didn't show up in Glasgow? G, Putin, and Modi. So we're talking about the Five Eyes, the people that are behind all the evil that we've seen, the CIA, all these people, Mossad, all these people are telling us that the earth is no longer ours, it's no longer God's, and it's no longer free. And that was their message in Glasgow.
Wow. And how do you think the people are responding to this? Do you think more people are waking up to this? Because this is so silly.
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, you had to watch them at their, it was like a Luciferian elitist prom or something with their glasses. Well, you know, they're all in tuxedos, no masks. They're all like in their $20,000 dresses and they're all walking around. And I'm thinking nobody would want to be friends with any of these people but them. Like nobody wants to hang out with them. They are so out of touch, but it was so egregious. Not only I hear that our government spent well over $55 million of taxpayer dollars sending 800 people from Biden's administration to Glasgow for 2 weeks of luxurious hotels and meals and all this. And what they got done was they all got up there and said the exact same thing right out of Klaus Schwab's playbook. Because I don't know if you know, Klaus Schwab, probably the most evil, the face of evil on this planet to destroy humanity and behind, I believe, everything that's happened, including the COVID. But certainly he wrote a book, the COVID-19, The Great Reset. But he's a Rothschild, you know, and work his overlords are Wyss and the Bank of International Settlements and all these Swiss bank people that meet in Geneva and Davos and Bilderberg. But he's out there and he has announced something called the Great Narrative, which is, you know, we're seeing a lot of attacks on truth tellers and media, you, me, many, many people out there that we watch and love, James O'Keefe, Bannon. But I'm telling you right now, this great narrative is the Ministry of Truth from the book 1984, or it is Klaus Schwab saying to all the leaders that just pledge allegiance to him, Joe Biden now is a disciple of the World Economic Forum, and so is everyone in D.C. The bottom line is they've sold out all our countries. That's what this was all about. And they are no longer loyal to we, the people, our constitution, our Bill of Rights, or of course, unalienable rights by God. They made a pledge, literally, Joe Biden and John Kerry made a pledge to the World Economic Forum to join them in something called First Movers, which is basically the first people to establish openly the one world government, new world order, globalist chain of command out of what basically this Klaus Schwab has put out there from his overlords, of course, which is now this new narrative, this great narrative of the Great Reset. This is completely, it's a transhumanism. It's no longer human. As I told you, I think during Glasgow, people weren't paying attention. These same demons had a transhumanism conference. And one of the more evil former guys from Google, which has been parroted by Eric Schmidt, the overlord of Google. He came out and he said that it was very important that they replace God and religion by a benevolent AI by 2050.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's your perspective on what's happening with Gavin Newsom? Because it does seem that the deep state are losing power behind the scenes.
Well, my thing about Gavin Newsom is, listen, anyone, honestly, at this point, Nick, anyone that is going on any of these shows and saying things that they can't prove and putting out there, like somebody's arrested, there's been tribunals, somebody's a clone. Listen, believe me, I hope all of that is true. I hope that it was true 2 years ago. I think so, especially the Epstein Island regulars that were there on satanic ritual weekends deserve the worst death possible, in my opinion. But I will say that there is so much real fact right now. So to even speculate on what's going on with anyone is unnecessary. They are telling us that they will be replacing humanity and that as many of us need to be genocided so that they can have the earth that they want. Because don't forget these people that I'm talking about, especially the Epstein crew, the Windsor crew, the Davos crew, Soros. These people believe in that, you know, Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, the Lucis Trust. They believe that Lucifer is the god of this planet. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in God's creation. They hate God. A lot of them, they're Satanists. And we're dealing with the real consequences of these Satanists having this ridiculous amount of money and power, which has all been taken by Satan, because the best trick Satan ever played was convincing the world he didn't exist. Well, he exists and he lives pretty much in Switzerland. So I have to, and elsewhere, maybe we'll check Antarctica. But I have to say, honestly, we are dealing with true evil right now. And the sad part is, at least for me, and I know the UK is real bad too, and I guess it's just years of brainwashing, but the similarity between New York and the UK, at least London and other places that are very upscale there, is the Poison Ivy League. The very high, these same heirs and demons and bloodlines, you know, a lot of them get recruited into the same schools, Yale, Harvard, Cambridge, MIT, all these same schools that are all in these secret societies that are all based on bloodline and heirs of bloodlines. And then some kind of weird algorithm where they pull in people. But I'm telling you, what I've seen in the last 2 years is that these people that we thought were some kind of elitist intellectual, you know, thinkers, like as Klaus Schwab said, and he was gathering the world's leading futurists, philosophers, thinkers, and business people. And I'm like, according to Klaus Schwab, he's not, you know, it's not up to him, but it is this core group. You know, they used to be called in America, at least, the like from a Woody Allen movie, like these elite New York intellectuals. Well, they are brainwashed to such an extent, or they're in on it. You know, there's a lot of groups in New York that they all clamor to be a part of, including a lot of the media, like Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Atlantic Council and all these United Nations groups. It's all the same people, okay? And absolutely. Right now, they're telling us that humanity is the problem. Meanwhile, if there is, first of all, climate change isn't human created or God created. That's completely insane. Climate change was created by the same people that are telling us they need $150 trillion of our taxpayer money to reverse climate change. No, it's the corporations, the public. Go to World Economic Forum, everyone watching, and look up global public-private partnership. And you're going to find everyone that made money off of the pandemic. You're going to find all the same culprits. You're going to find people that have the corporatists, they call them now, the corporatists. So listen, they're replacing all of our governments, all of our bills of rights, your natural law in England, everyone's freedom with the World Economic Forum's agreed upon plans. And John Kerry and Joe Biden signed on to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Literally signed on to let the World Economic Forum take the lead in the future for America. And the World Economic Forum wants a one world government. And I will tell you, and I will tell the world right now, the only thing standing in the way of their Great Reset and their one world government is the United States Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and we the people, Judeo-Christian values that believe we have inalienable rights from God, and we will not give them our guns or let them take one more ounce of our country. So if it wasn't for that, if they can make America fall from the inside out, smooth sailing. But unfortunately, Trump and the allies and the alliance are got them. So yeah. It's just, we got to know what they're saying, because if we don't take care of these people now and expose the fraud, I mean, these people, they go into countries. Let's talk about the UN is the bottom feeder of all of this, but they're the biggest hoax played on all of our countries. Okay. All of our countries have been paying the UN for our own suicide. So at the bottom of it is the UN. But at the top of it, that runs all everything, is the Bank of International Settlements, that literally has financed both sides of every war, has been involved in creating famine, creating poverty, creating hunger, while they sit on I think what it was, $230 quadrillion they've been hoarding. You know, they're the overlords financially, the central banking cabal, with the City of London, the Vatican, and the DC Corporation. And what they've been doing all this time is creating the problems, the climate emergency, the famines. I look back at Ethiopia now from We Are the World, and I'm like, what really happened there? I think they stole all their resources and under the guise of something else, and then made us pay for it because they caused the famine. But that's what's going on. Everything that we've been seeing for the last 50 years has been the opposite. And it's these same 3,000 people that are claiming they're going to save the planet from a climate emergency, created all the problems, created all the famine, created all the lack, created all the death, created all the vaccines, created all the viruses, the bioweapons. They're all in on it. All of them.
One of the things that woke me up with Trump was when he claimed that climate change is a hoax.
It is.
And this is one of the small factors of many, many factors why the mainstream media, corrupt politicians, and Hollywood, which is controlled by the CIA to support their agenda, hate Trump. Yeah. So it's very obvious that. Now, I want to move on to Steve Bannon, because the mainstream media are saying that Steve Bannon has turned himself in and surrendered to the FBI of the January the 6th Capitol riot.
Yeah.
Or it could be a strategic move by Steve Bannon. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. That Steve Bannon's way smarter than these idiots. No, I got to tell you, he's going to get him. He's going to get him big. Steve Bannon, whatever you think of him, he was not involved. Nobody was involved in January 6th. It was Pelosi and the Capitol Police and all the swamp creatures in DC. It will come out eventually. It was a false flag. It was intended, created by the FBI, CIA, Capitol Police, Pelosi, probably McConnell, all these guys. They were all involved. Really, what it was about was, one, stealing the election, and two, it was to threaten we, the people of the United States, which has been going on a lot because obviously this Merrick Garland is a puppet. He's ripped up the Constitution and set it on fire. And the Bill of Rights, they all have, because the District of Columbia, the corporation there, knows that they're broke, and everything that they're saying is completely insane, and they can keep going with it and terrifying American people. But, you know, I don't think much of this is going to happen. But what happened with Steve Bannon is happening to a lot of people. It's persecution of the wrong thing, of the truth tellers. This happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, why are we surprised? Anyone that fought back against Hitler was tortured, shot, murdered well before the concentration camps. The concentration camps were mainly for the innocent people, who took their shots, you know, who took their jabs, who took their boosters, who followed orders and then found themselves in concentration camps. You know, that's really who ended up there, because most people were murdered well before that. But Steve Bannon is a fighter. He's also a brilliant businessman and a billionaire himself. He can take the heat. He's been fighting on the front lines, but they're persecuting him just like they persecuted Flynn and Stone and all these people, Carter Page and the Trump family to such an extent, anyone that's involved with Trump. And like I was saying, January 6th, it will come out. There's plenty of evidence that people should be looking every day at the Gateway Pundit, Citizen Free Press, Zero Hedge. There's some real news out there that you can find some real, real true stuff. And the other side is a complete dumpster fire right now. If you want to believe their press, go ahead. But that was set up because in our Constitution, Thomas Jefferson and Madison and others foresaw what we're seeing right now. They knew that it would be the press would be complicit with a corrupt and blackmailed, bribed, totalitarian leaning, monarchy type takeover of this country through the federal government, the District of Columbia. And they put in safeguards for that. And one of them was that when the government became so tyrannical, so despotic, that it was no longer for the people, by the people, meaning we run the country in America, the people. We elect representatives, not monarchs and oligarchs and people to tell us what to do. People need to know. The truth is there's only 7,000 elected officials in America that are dictating to 300 million, these crazy Build Back Better and these totally racist bills that exclude white people like openly. I mean, and are giving billions of dollars to illegal immigrants that a lot of them are criminals alone because they came into America illegally when they could have come in legally. They just didn't want to. Now they're going to, it's also crazy, but they don't want us to fight back. We're at a point where DC and the media, this is including the Bannon thing, are saying, we don't care about your constitution. We don't care about your Bill of Rights. You don't have rights endowed by God. We, the monarchy of DC, led by Nancy Pelosi, decides what is right and what is wrong. And Steve Bannon is on the bad side. So we're going to persecute him for no legal basis and for contempt of court. Well, guess what? He wasn't involved in 1-6. And the 1-6 committee is totally fraudulent, because if there were real people out there that had the guts in the FBI and the DOJ, they would show the world right now that 1-6 was set up, preordained, that the real people involved that were the rioters were a guy named John Sullivan, who was Antifa, and this Ray Epps, who's an FBI informant, and they are caught on camera. The Capitol Police were letting people in. They were also firing gas things and riling up the crowd. This is not what happened. And they've portrayed it as something else. The whole world that's involved on it, the same people that went to Glasgow, mind you, and the same media that is all, you know, in the Rhodes Scholars or CIA or, you know, CFR, Brookings Institute, or, you know, their fellows of the Gates Foundation, they can all say what they want. Okay. But we, the people of the United States, are waking up, and of the world, and saying, no one chose you. You chose yourselves. We're supposed to be choosing how our country runs. And what happened with Bannon is a good thing. He's going to fight it. He's got the money. He's got the power. And most people don't. Don't forget, Flynn and Stone and all these people, they didn't have the money Bannon has. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he also has the number one news podcast in the world, and he's going to keep going. He doesn't care. He knows he did nothing wrong. Okay. And again, we got real evil demons. Rosenstein, who's going to end up being a real bad guy when it comes to the whole Clinton thing. Either he flipped or he committed treason beyond comprehension. We got this Jake Sullivan right now under Biden that's trying to run foreign policy, that's actually saying that it's too late for America, that China is going to be the next superpower, as is Milley. These are treasonous comments. And I believe that they're giving Steve Bannon, it might be a white hat, they're giving Steve Bannon the ability to fight back for all of us. And he's gonna. Mostly, I think the egregious, sick, twisted situation that we have political prisoners that were not violent, that did no wrong thing, that were set up and entrapped by the federal government and Nancy Pelosi and her demonic minions, are suffering and being tortured as political prisoners in Washington, D.C., the rogue District of Columbia that is a vassal state, that is not even a state, that is has totally burnt our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence, and our Founding Fathers, Federalist Papers, and all of that to the ground. But guess what? I think Donald Trump and the Patriots have all those pieces of paper and know that they're not pieces of paper. They are law of the land. And I think justice is coming, and Bannon's a first start. Plus, we also talked about, listen, what happened to James O'Keefe was a threat to me and you, okay, and to all truth tellers. You're lucky enough that you've been able to maintain your platform and your YouTube and all of that. I don't have a YouTube, a Twitter, a Facebook, Instagram. I don't have any of that. I've had to create on my own with a lot of other amazing patriots like X22 and Amazing Polly and Patriot Hour, Truth and Art TV, SGT Report. All these people got their entire channels, their entire online presence erased. And we're still going. And this is making them crazy.
Let's talk about Truth Social Media coming out and what's going to happen with that, because they won't be able to stop that, right?
No, but I also think that Truth Social Media will be more for the people than for the creators, though I think you'll have space on there, I'll have space on there, we'll all have space on there. But that's really because the people have been so deceived by very corrupt, evil, satanic, led by Satanists and transhumanists and anti-God beings, whatever Jack and Zuckerberg are now. You know, Zuckerberg did say he used to be human in an interview once. So what implants has he gotten already? Did he get a Vril thing, or did he get nanotechnology where they're controlling him? I don't know. But he said openly that he's no longer human. Jack certainly doesn't look human. And this is transhumanism. This is a real thing. This is what they want for us all. It's not some voodoo crazy stuff. They came up with this.
It's real stuff. You know, but they body snatch. They put parasites in you. They replace droning. They call it droning. Vril, like you said, absolutely.
Yeah, this whole stuff is all crazy. And the worst part is people see a lot of also is going to come out about the child trafficking and the satanic pedophilia, especially when the Epstein case really comes. Remember, there's two Epstein cases. There's the Ghislaine Maxwell case, which starts on November 29th, but there's still a case against Epstein and his estate for trafficking of children in the British Virgin Islands that nobody's been paying. Oh, no, the English American Virgin Islands. I guess there's a British and it's the American Virgin Islands that are running that trial. And that lady's not messing around down there. So we will find out about the Satanic Temple and the layers and layers and layers of torture chambers and other underneath that temple on Epstein Island and the big clock and all these things that the media and everyone else has ignored or said aren't true. They're absolutely true. I've seen everything. So the bottom line is a lot of this, we have to understand what we're dealing with. A lot of this isn't about even that. It's not about pedophilia or any of that. What it's about is stealing of life force. These people that I'm talking about, the Good Club, the people that meet in Davos and Bilderberg and Geneva and, you know, on Epstein Island and in Austria and in the, you know, Black Forest and all over with the monarchs. They really believe that, first of all, they want eternal life because, you know, they don't believe in God and God forbid God is real, which he is. They got a real bad problem on the other side, but they believe they want eternal life for them, not for us. And this whole sustainability agenda is only about them. And basically, when they do some of these rituals and things, they are summoning spirits of, they believe this. This is a religion. They are summoning spirits of demons and Satan and Lucifer and through this abuse and torture and believe that they are getting the life force of their victim. And, and it's really, really awful. But you know what? Right now, these same vampires and demons are sucking out the life force of humanity in general, all through COVID, all through the lockdowns. None of it had to happen. It was a plan. They needed to get rid of the middle class, as many of us as possible, or they cannot achieve their goal. Plus, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Gates, certainly Schmidt and everyone that's been involved in the New World Order from the very beginning has always said America was a problem because of our freedom and our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and that the real ideal world power to function underneath the New World Order would be China. Mm-hmm. This has been going on since George H.W. Bush was the ambassador, the first ambassador to communist China. Don't forget Mao was a skull and bones guy, a Yale guy, you know, and this has all been planned to remove actually your country, my country, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand from any power at all, any freedom at all, and to put all power over humanity and world power in the hands of the Communist Chinese Party. And that's what is going on in America right now. I mean, Biden had a conversation with G last night where they called each other old pals, you know, they're old pals. And yeah, that's because both Biden and his son and his whole family have made billions of dollars in deals with the Chinese Communist Party for the last 15 years. And, you know, if humanity doesn't get together united and say all this race stuff, first of all, the same people that I'm talking about that have financed every war, have created every famine, have done all these color revolutions, have committed so much evil in the name of greed and power and control from the very top down. It's these people that are still pulling the strings, that are laughing at us from their parties, that are, you know, doing all that. And you know what's craziest is this COP26 in Glasgow, where they're all yelling and screaming about, not, I mean, nonsense. Everything they're talking, remember, it was global cooling, then it was global warming, then it was global something else, then it became climate change. Now it's a climate crisis. None of this is true. It's just not. And the truth is, there has been a lot of polluting and bastardizing of nature as intended and all of that. But it has been by these multi-billion dollar corporations that are international that are claiming that they now have the solutions. And they from Glasgow are going to save the planet. But I don't know if you or anyone else heard this little nugget. You have to know Jeff Bezos is very involved with all of this. He's at the very top of this food chain. He's very involved with all of this transhumanism, with the one world government, with all of that. Well, Bezos said 2 days ago that we're not going to be able to have many humans on the planet anymore. Well, the truth is, A, they have huge swaths of land all over this planet that they are using for data mining and these giant data mines and all this, all and then all the resources that they need for their batteries and their electrics. They're pillaging the entire planet right now with all these initiatives that they claim are, you know, about climate protection. It's the opposite. They are pillaging for themselves, for their own gain. But then Bezos says, we're not going to be able to have that many humans on the planet anymore. So through Blue Origin, we're coming up with an anti-gravity pod system that kind of sounds like Habitrails, if you ever had a hamster as a kid, or like Star Trek, that humans will now have to live in space, and very few people can come on Earth, but people can come, but as if they were going to Yosemite for a vacation, then they have to go back. The man said this in an interview. This is not conspiracy theory. This is the truth. Well, guess who gets to stay on the planet? The 3,000 of them. And then that's after the genocides, because now Bill Gates is saying flat out, the vaccine didn't work. Well, how didn't it work? It didn't kill enough people or maim enough people? What didn't it do, Bill Gates? Mm-hmm. But he's saying it didn't work. We're going to have to come up with better ways to vaccinate the planet. And then he says, and we're going to have to do a worldwide germ simulation exercise. Sounds like Event 201, because there's going to be a far worse bioweapon, he calls a pandemic, upcoming. Okay. If you put together what Bezos is saying, and you put together what Gates is saying, and you put together what Prince Charles is saying, that he needs military intervention in all the countries worldwide that aren't taking climate emergency seriously. And you look at how they pranced around in their tuxedos and dresses, laughing at us. And then you see three of their bloodline children, heirs, had giant, lavish, multi-million dollar weddings in the last month where they all got together and celebrated. That would be Hilton, Gates, and Getty. And I'll tell you right now, they better really enjoy their last several months of this kind of gaslighting BS, because the world is watching and we are calling them by name. And like I told you a long time ago, Donald Trump in an interview said there was an invisible empire, a group of people that were behind the shadows that controlled all the money, all the power, had their own military, and had horrible plans for this planet. And he, in my opinion, for me at least, he challenged me to figure out who that was and to tell the world. And that's what I've been doing for 3 years, and obviously you as well. But I think their gig is up, and they went after the two wrong guys. The worst people to go after, you morons, is Steve Bannon and James O'Keefe.
Project Veritas.
Couldn't be more great. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Mel Kay, it's been an absolute honor to have you. Thank you so, so much. It's been so much information. No, I love it. It's great. That's what I'm here for, to listen and just to interject some questions. And
well, I'm worried that enough people aren't getting who the enemy is. It's not like, you know, I live in New York City. We had this demonic head of Black Lives. My city is destroyed. We have no cops. There's trash everywhere. There's more homeless people than ever. There's true suffering, depression. Then there's this elitist class that are happy with showing their papers and going about their business as if everything's fine. While you can't walk through Central Park anymore without being raped day or night, or the possibility of it. You can't go on the subway. You can't go anywhere. There are no cops. There's no law and order. There's no justice. There's no bail. The mandate is you have to show your papers. Listen, and then this guy gets on TV and he says, if you bring the police back to New York City, we're going to burn it down. There'll be blood in the streets. We have this poor kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, who would be dead if he didn't defend himself by three disgusting felon, one of them a pedophile, all been in jail, Antifa. And what the media and these demons, they're acting like he's a white supremacist. They were all white. Like, do you understand the lunacy going on in America right now? If anyone doesn't understand that all of this is from the top down, and it's not, it's all being financed by the same 3,000 people I'm talking about, because America remaining America means that their great reset will not happen. And mm-hmm. it will not happen. But more American citizens have to wake up and stop believing that there was no election fraud, because I don't care who you voted for. Your vote means nothing in America as long as we have those machines. It means nothing. We haven't picked our leaders for 50 years in America, and people need to wake up. There's no right. There's no left. There's no Democrat. There's no Republican. The bottom line is our country was stolen from us the day JFK was shot, if not before. And we, the people of our country, have to take it back, and not just for America, for the world. Because right now, the one thing standing between them and enslaving humanity is America.
Absolutely. And do you think that behind the scenes, Starlink recorded the blockchain voting, which will be exposed, could maybe?
I have a lot of faith in the Space Force, and that we are watching the biggest sting operation ever on this planet. And I think that there's a lot of countries involved, because no matter our sovereign nations, we all are, should still be sovereign nations. And in America, we're all sovereign states that shouldn't be answering to a federal bureaucracy, aristocracy in DC. That was never the intention, but they've usurped all of our freedom and our sovereignty in our states. We need to take back. But the bottom line is, all of our countries have been victimized by the central banking cabal, the Rothschild banking cabal, the Rockefeller New World Order, bloodline cabal, and all of us know it, okay? Absolutely. And the whole Russia, we all know it was Hillary and Obama and Kissinger and all them. And at the end of the day, it didn't just hurt America, it hurt Russia too. So whatever they want to say about Putin, the one person sticking up for the political prisoners in America and calling out this regime as being unconstitutional and illegitimate is Vladimir Putin. So they better remember who they messed with. It wasn't just Trump and the American people, it was Putin and the Russian people too. So I feel good about the alliance, and I think we're in good shape, but we need more American people to say no. Stop patronizing these people. Anyone that stayed open as an essential business while all the mom and pops and everyone were closed during the pandemic, and anyone that's pushing this radical racist, we're not hiring white people, or pushing this Black Lives Matter agenda, or pushing this LGBTQ agenda, or any of this, it's all unconstitutional. We already have non-discrimination rights. It didn't change because Joe Biden and a bunch of people behind the scenes with Obama decided that America was no longer going to be America. It was going to be a totalitarian Marxist vassal state of the New World Order. And this is no longer a conspiracy theory. And I beg every person on this planet to look up all the people I've mentioned and take a look at the World Economic Forum and what their plans are for this planet, because everyone at Glasgow just pledged allegiance to them. So,
well, Mel Kay, thank you very much. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
I do want to say something. The attack on James O'Keefe is a very big deal for everyone that does what you and I do. Listen, I have a degree in journalism from NYU. They can't say, oh, she's not a journalist because she has a podcast. I've been in entertainment for 20 years. I then went to film school. So, you know, what they're doing to James O'Keefe by saying he's an illegitimate journalist, he's a better journalist than anything we got on the CIA-run Mockingbird media. And this is a real crime, but we've watched them do it to Julian Assange, because he has all the goods on all those people in DC, including the Clintons and Epstein and all of it. And they have what they've done to him. Now they're going to do it. Now they're going to try to do it to Bannon and to James O'Keefe. So everyone, please, my only Telegram I'm on, there's a lot of fake ones, and I never share Fox News or things for coins or fake celebrities. My only one that I am on is the Mel Kay Show group. I created that to interact with my friends and fans and patriots. But there's a lot of other ones that have a lot more subscribers, and they're not me. So please don't follow that, because they're giving you faulty information. I do not trust Fox News as much as I don't trust anyone else. I trust certain anchors, but I see that there's fake channels on Telegram. They're not me. Please unsubscribe. You're getting bad information. I'm not on YouTube. I know there's 100,000 subscribers on a Mel Kay Show channel. It's not me. It doesn't help me. And I've been kicked off of PayPal too recently. So if you want to help me and support me and find me, it's the Mel Kay Show at Rumble and BitChute. Please go to my website. We are really upping things now. We're going to have the weekly newsletter like Nick. So I got some new help behind the scenes. And we're also trying to help Patriot businesses and Patriots that need jobs that are being fired because of this ridiculous mandate. And make sure you're fired because it's unconstitutional and will be deemed so later. But anyway, there's lots of good resources at themelkayshow.com. And most important is since we have been demonetized everywhere and kicked off PayPal and everything, and we're watching it come, a good thing to do is to go over to themelkayshow.tv. That's our new private server. It will never be taken down. It will never go away. And we're coming up with all kinds of new content and different kind of shows. And I'm going to start doing Man on the Street and Behind the Scenes. And then I'm going to have a bunch of my regular guests have their own little channels over there. So the MelKShow.tv is going to be exciting up ahead. And of course, we'll all see you on Truth, the Truth channel someday soon. So thanks, Nick, for letting me say that. It's been hard to keep going, but I'm telling you, we, the people, and we, the new media, will not back down, and we will keep fighting because journalism is dead if we don't resuscitate it. And exactly. I know good people who are, including me and Nick. So thank you so much, Nick, as always.
Thank you. And thank you for watching. We speak very soon. God bless you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.